Welcome in to a Sunday night edition of the Daily Tap. It is July 1st. We are days, weeks away from the NFL season beginning. We have the NBA free agency in full swing. We are almost a full 24 hours in. We'll talk about that, the moves the Bucks made, why we have to have some Bucks fans relax a little bit, talk a bit about Paul George and all the rest of the NBA haps that were non-Bucks related, and put a bow on it by maybe talking a little bit about the Brewers and where how we should feel after this weekend. All right, so you guys know where to find us, SnowTapWI, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can also subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Programming note, we are going to have podcasts on Monday and Tuesday. I would say TBD for the 4th of July, most likely not. We will be back with a Daily Tap on Thursday, Daily Tap on Friday, and then we will be doing a special Tapping the Keg on Saturday morning. Mitch, Murph, and I will get together after we'd went out the night before and do a hangover pod before going to the Brewer game that afternoon. So look forward to that. I don't know. Usually we don't do these Sunday podcasts. This is kind of a rarity, but I felt with the free agency news, we should talk. Tomorrow might be more of the same. Might do a little bit of kind of string it out. Maybe even some World Cup talk after Brazil and Mexico play. I'm off tomorrow from the day job, so podcast will probably be taped a little later. Probably wait till that Brazil-Mexico game gets done with and then tape the pod, see if there's any other news that we can talk about as the day goes on. Now, that's always a fast and loose play, but, you know, we'll see what happens. All right, so let's kick this thing off. So the Bucks made a move, kind of surprising. I don't think anyone really expected the Bucks to do anything in free agency early on. They didn't expect to be a team to jump the gun. They weren't going to sign Jabari Parker right away. They weren't going to, you know, make a trade right off the bat. But they did. They actually added Ersan Ilyasova. They brought him back. He is going to be back with the Bucks for a 3-year deal worth $21 million. It's technically a 2-year deal with the team option for a third. The Bucks also pushed back the guaranteed $2.2 million for Brandon Jennings until August the 1st. So they gave themselves an extra month to see what they want to do with the roster. So those are the two moves. I don't think Bucks fans took it that well, especially the Brandon Jennings stuff. People kind of flew off the handle. And then Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel did a great job in pointing out that the Bucks sort of, you know, basically said to them, okay, look, guys, we're actually pushing this back. There's nothing set in stone. It seems like the Bucks are going to wait and see how this month plays out before they want to bring back Jennings or not bring back Jennings. I think the first thing I'm going to tell Bucks fans is we all have to just settle down a little bit. We all have to sort of just relax. This is a long off season. I shouldn't say it's long. It's not like the NFL. It's kind of not like Major League Baseball. But we are in the very early stages. This is like overreacting to the first 5 games of the season. We cannot just immediately jump ship and say John Horst doesn't know what he's doing, or say that the Bucks have no direction. It is very early on. You know, you have zero idea what could be coming down the pipeline this week. And as been noted by other people, and I'll say it here too, is that we will not really have clarity on the free agency market until LeBron James makes a decision. Apparently that's going to, Nick Wright reported it could come on Tuesday. We'll see if Nick Wright is actually right. No pun intended. Actually, yes, full pun intended. But anyways, the fact of the matter is that the Bucks, I don't think the real like things will happen until LeBron is signed somewhere. Because will the Lakers take a risk and offer Boogie huge money if LeBron isn't coming there? No way. There's no way they're going to do that. And there's no way the Bucks are going to get deals done for guys like Kemba Walker or a guy like, who I'm not a fan of, but you guys know where I stand, or Dennis Schroeder, or say a Nikola Vucevic, or a couple of other guys that we've thrown out on podcasts or blogs. Like, those deals aren't going to happen until the Bucks have figured it out. And same kind of with the Jabari Parker thing. Our friend Eric, who is becoming a Hall of Fame tweeter, I've said that we might need to rehire Eric for the way he tweets, because I just kind of like to have a kind of a rational tweeter in my corner. And, you know, Murph can only go so far with his actual day job. So I need that sort of microwave Dante DiVincenzo type on my Snow Tap roster. But anyways, Eric mentioned, you know, I think what they're doing with Jabari is very similar to what like Ted Thompson would do. Let these guys test the waters. Let them see what kind of money is out there. Now, there are reports from the Waters Carriers Association of Sports Journalism that Jabari could fetch $20 million. Now, I don't know if Jabari's actually going to get $20 million. We're going to see what that market brings. I think what's really going to dictate it are other restricted free agents like Aaron Gordon, like Zach LaVine. And then, yes, we'll see where Jabari falls into that mix. Julius Randle's another one where you could see it. But none of those guys have multiple ACL injuries. Randle and LaVine both have leg injuries in the past, but still, they're not the two ACLs. That's a difference of opinion. That's a difference. That's definitely a difference. And I think the other thing about Bucks fans that I think we're getting a little too into the weeds about is like agency stuff. Agents like Mark Borlstein's the agent for Jabari, and I guess Ersan's agent works underneath him, and like, well, this is an interesting conversation and yada yada. It's like, guys, we're looking way too far into it. We're way too far into the looking glass. Like, I think it's like we're all suffering from a little bit of Jason Kidd PTSD, because like Jason Kidd, yes, with his agency, with the Jeff Schwartz thing, he sort of ran that shit. And that was sort of, there were way too many coincidences, I think, or coincidence. What's like the, is it coincidence? It's not coincidences, is it? Hit me up. Say whatever the plural statement to say coincidence is. But there's not been enough where you can be like, oh my God, that is exactly, like it's, they're definitely agent driven here. I think that is like a way big of an overthink for a lot of Bucks fans. And I think we just have to sort of, like I said, take it day by day, guys. We can't just go crazy day one. Like, that is like, it's just, we're all like premature ejaculating. Like, that's all we're doing. We're all coming ourselves to the first thing we see. It's like, settle down, Jason Biggs. Like, relax. Like, it isn't Shannon Elizabeth. She isn't naked in on your bed right now. You can all take a chill pill. Like, we all have to settle down. Like, this is how I feel like Bucks fans right now. It's like, we all just need to just take it for what it is. Like, we all freaked the fuck out with Brandon Jennings, and it really all it was they were pushing back his deadline by a month. Yes, Mark Spears reported that they were signing him, but Mark Spears is a shitty journalist. So should we really be surprised that he reported something that wasn't true? Not really. But that's beyond the point. Like, we all just, I think, chill out. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, there's going to be stuff. It's an ups and downs. It's topsy-turvy. If there are things that go awry in a month, like it's August 1st, and just nothing broke the Bucks way this month, yeah, we can be mad at John Horst. Yes, that's fair. Like, if anything right now, we should be happy that Philadelphia has screwed up Ersan. They screwed up Bellinelli. Bellinelli's back with the Spurs. So that's great for the Bucks. That is a big lift, because those were two guys the Bucks missed out on. And now Philly had got them. It helped them propel them to the 3 seed in the East. And those guys aren't there. And like I said in the blog earlier today, you can go back and read it. SnowTapWI, it's a website. I think Ersan's a fine addition. I think he gives you the toughness you wanted. It's really similar to what we talked about with Dante DiVincenzo, about the Bucks are filling needs. It might not be the guy you want. It might not be the guy that you think the Bucks should have, but at the end of the day, they are doing what you'd want to improve their roster. They are Ersan is an improvement to the roster. And whether you think that it could be curtains for Jabari Parker, well, that's here and are there right now. If Ersan is Jabari's replacement, then yeah, I'm not huge on it. But if Ersan's just another body inside and lets the Bucks do some small ball things with Giannis, I'm for it. I'm for it. I'm for a lot of charges. I'm for a lot of defensive intensity. He is a guy who can be a leader on the defensive side of the ball. He's also a guy who can help out with Mike Budenholzer and sort of explain to guys, like, here's what you do with Bud's defense. Here's what you do with Bud's offense. Like, that's a good thing to have. It's good to have a guy who's already known the system. The Bucks right now have a completely new system with a bunch of guys who've never learned the system. Now you get one that knows it. That usually shouldn't be a reason to sign somebody. But if it's a tertiary thing to sign somebody, I'm not going to shit on that. So I have no problem with Ersan Ilyasova being a Buck. I would feel a little weird if he is the sort of Jabari Parker replacement. But I'm going to keep telling you guys probably every day until we're through the clouds to relax about the Bucks. Don't get too excited. Don't just make a mess in your pants. Like, it's okay. All right, moving on to Paul George. So there's other free agencies. We can talk about some of those too. I don't think there's any been big signings. Like, I kind of think we all knew the DeAndre Jordan thing, I think, is interesting. There's really nothing that has affected, I would say, the Eastern Conference. Aaron Baines is back to get dunked on as a Celtic. So there's that. The Nets signed Joe Harris, who is a guy who I think a lot of Eastern Conference or Western Conference teams could have really looked at as helping out that depth. But there's no real, like, in the East. Oh, I guess Indiana added Doug McDermott, and I'd have much rather had Ersan Ilyasova. It's very on brand for the Pacers to add a cream cheese guy like McDermott, though. Good on you, Indiana. That guy will be very popular. But anyways, moving forward, Paul George. Speaking of Paul George's old team, so Paul George, everyone thought Paul George was going to the Lakers. Everyone thought it was a lock that Paul George would be a Laker. No one really thought that anything else. Everyone was like, Paul George is going to be a Laker. That is what's going to happen. Didn't happen. Paul George stayed in Oklahoma City. He will be teaming up with Russell Westbrook. They had this big private party to announce he's back and all this stuff. And then he brought out Nas on stage. And oh yeah, by the way, Carmelo Anthony. What, doesn't seem like Carmelo was invited. And oh, by the way, his guy Nas, that's like his guy. Like, that's his dude. So kind of a slap in the face to Melo. Pretty interesting to see what can happen with Melo, whether he'll get bought out or what's going to really happen there. Because I think it's probably heading for a divorce. And I think that's probably what convinced Paul George to stay, is that Paul George is like, I'll come back. We just don't have Melo on the fucking team. And that was really it. And Jeremy Grant, who they re-signed for a 27-3-year deal, I think he's the guy who could be the starter versus Melo. And I just think you can't have Carmelo Anthony on this roster. I think you have to buy him out. And hopefully Melo then can go chase a ring in Houston, go chase a ring wherever LeBron is, who knows, and probably be a really productive player. But I'm here to tell you that I don't understand why people are so upset with Paul George. That Paul George chose this team, Brian Windhorst freaked out. Like, Brian Windhorst acted like there were no more donuts left at the cafeteria. Like, that was Brian Windhorst's reaction. Like, I do not understand it. Like, people are like, oh, I can't believe Paul George did this. Okay, couple things here. Number one, the Warriors' reign isn't going to last forever. The Warriors at some point are going to disintegrate, whether it is Klay Thompson leaves, Steph Curry leaves, Durant's going to leave in another year. He's going to chase another championship and then be a free agent in 30. And some people think he might go to New York. He could go anywhere and kind of build his legacy and do it on his own, because I think that's what Kevin Durant wants to do. And I think Bill Simmons said that, and Bill Simmons is really close to Kevin Durant. And if Bill Simmons is saying that, I'm going to kind of parrot that and agree with Bill Simmons. Should have credited it first. Sorry about that. Anyways, so I think that's number one. I think Paul George knows it's not going to last forever. I think Paul George enjoys playing with Russell Westbrook. I think he's the perfect complement to Russell Westbrook, because Paul George doesn't need to shoot the ball like Durant does, and he's a good complement for what Russell Westbrook does. fan base there is crazy loyal. They are supporting. They sell out that place almost every night. Steven Adams is another great teammate that you can have on your side. I think they have something there in Oklahoma City. And yes, they did get bounced in the first round, but I think you're telling me they can't be a top three team in the West next year. If LA adds LeBron, they're probably fourth. But it's probably goes Houston, Golden State, LA, Oklahoma City in some order. So that's okay. Like they are, I think you have to sometimes we underestimate guys just being happy. Paul George seems to be a guy who is a creature of habit. Paul George enjoyed playing in Indiana and then things went south and he wanted to be traded. He got traded to a place that I don't know if Paul George really wanted to go, but he enjoyed his time at Oklahoma City. If you remember the Tapping the Keg conversation when Mitch and I had the conversation about, well, no max player will come to Milwaukee. I mean, I don't think any max player was going to come to Oklahoma City either. But what they did was they ingratiated Paul George into the culture of Oklahoma City, into the city, into just living there. Cost of living, by the way, is far less expensive in Oklahoma City than it is in LA. So take that into consideration as well. Yeah, he didn't want to play in Indiana. So what? Who gives a fuck? He took less money. Fine. $137 million on top of an Adidas deal. You're going to still make some money. Sure, it's not as much as the Supermax, but not all guys maybe want to take the Supermax. So just settle down. Like, it's okay that Paul George is in Oklahoma City. We want to shit on Oklahoma City. It's a lot of big city people who don't understand the comfort of a smaller city. That's perfectly okay that Paul George wants to stay in a small city and do his thing and play with a top-notch player, Russell Westbrook. Fine. Who cares? Like, this is all what I mean, guys. And this is exactly what I've been talking about. This is exactly, you know, it's fine. It's not a big deal. So the overreaction just, I thought, was way overdone. I think it's a lot of West Coast bias, Laker bias, sort of like, oh, you don't want to play for the Lakers? Nah, he doesn't want to fucking play for them. There's way too much uncertainty right now. Why go to the Lakers right now and you could be the oldest guy leading a team with Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball if all things go to shit? Why would you do that? You don't want to do that. So, yeah, go to Oklahoma City where you know it's fitting. It's working. That's great. Good for Paul George. All right, well, we've talked long, and I know I have a podcast tomorrow, so maybe I will save Brewer stuff for tomorrow, but I will say this about the Brewers. I'm a little disappointed that they couldn't get another game out of Cincinnati. I know Cincinnati's been playing good baseball, but you win two games. You look really good. I guess you were shorthanded Saturday, and today you were back to full strength and couldn't figure out Matt fucking Harvey. Jacob Barnes is now a mess again. Like, Wilkerson was the guy who gave up. I'm sorry, I apologize, Jacob Barnes, but the Brewers are a little scuffling, and the bullpen is sort of, I just think they need to find a way to, and I guess you get back to full strength now with Hader and Jeffries, I don't think, pitched today. I kind of tuned out the game after the rain delay, checked the score, the Brewers had now down 7-0, and I was like, well, I am out. So, you know, I think you're all right. You got a series against the Twins. Twins gave up so many runs to the Chicago Cubs over the weekend. Granted, that was due to hot temperatures, but the roof will be open. Twins aren't really pitching that well right now. So definitely a time for the Brewers to take advantage. And you have a big series against the Braves over the weekend, and we'll see what happens there. So a big 7-game stand. We'll probably do a little more Brewer talk, kind of get into, you know, who really kind of needs to perform here in the final kick before the All-Star break. Because there are some guys who I would say have make the shit list and need to sort of be better down the stretch here. But we will talk to you guys tomorrow. We'll do a little World Cup too, I think. I've been enjoying the hell out of the World Cup in the last few days. Really made a turn for me this weekend. Just sort of had time to finally sit down and hammer out some games. And really, really have enjoyed it. And really think we're shaping up for a crazy last 2 weeks. Learned today that I, or figured out this weekend, that I will not be able to watch the World Cup final, which just about killed me. But that's here nor there. That's another topic for another bar stool. All right, guys. Well, we'll talk tomorrow. Probably, like I said, I think I'm going to tape this around 10. So if you're someone who listens in the morning, you'll have this podcast. And if you want to listen to it tonight, as you're winding down, getting ready, if you do work tomorrow, if you do, I'm sorry, but I know you're going to say the same thing to me if you're starting a long weekend on Thursday. All right, guys, take care of yourselves. Have a good rest of your night. We will talk again on Monday morning. Take care of yourselves. Peace.